Ruth Pakayuk's story begins in a world that did not yet know the God she would one day love so fiercely. Born on March the 19th, 1957, in East Orange, New Jersey, Ruth was born and raised in a secular environment and raised without religious practices. Yet for years, she identified as an atheist, not indifferent, but actively skeptical. She later wrote in a letter, "For much of my early life, God was not a question for me, but truth was, and truth, eventually, led me to Him." It was during her studies at Harvard University that Ruth encountered friends who challenged her assumptions about faith. She began reading, questioning, seeking, and slowly grace entered. It was also during these transformative years that Ruth met Michael Pakayuk, the man who would become a husband. Though Ruth and Michael first met as self-declared atheists, both carried within them a deep hunger for truth. Together, they opened the scriptures, prayed, and reflected daily on their lives. Drawn by grace, they began attending Mass side by side. On Christmas Eve of 1980, Ruth entered the Catholic Church with a joyful heart. That same night, Michael, baptized Catholic as a child but distant from the faith, made a profound general confession and returned fully to the practice of Catholicism. Their conversion, born from sincerity and shared pursuit, became the foundation of a holy marriage and family they would one day build. Ruth would often say, "Marriage is not merely a comfort, it is a calling to help one another become saints." Together, Ruth and Michael welcomed 7 children, each one received as a precious gift. Their home was lively, joyful, full of books, prayer, and the loud music of family life. As her faith matured, Ruth felt a powerful call to defend what she knew to be true, that every human life, born and unborn, is sacred. With courage and grace, she became a prominent leader in the pro-life movement in Massachusetts, eventually serving as president of the statewide Massachusetts Citizens for Life. Ruth debated tirelessly, often facing hostile crowds, sharp criticism, and intellectual opponents who underestimated her. But in every debate, she stood calm and unwavering. Her words were clear. "The value of a human life is not measured by convenience or capacity or the judgment of others. Life is a gift from God, and we must defend it." Her intellect disarmed many, her charity converted others. And for countless women, especially those in crisis pregnancies, Ruth was a beacon of hope. Yet even amid her activism, her first vocation remained motherhood. She wrote, "Changing laws is good, changing hearts is better, and raising my children to love truth is the greatest work of all." Ruth's holiness was not loud or dramatic. It lived in daily acts of love, teaching her children, welcoming guests, praying the rosary, and helping those in need, and living the faith with humor and humility. She radiated a peace that drew others to Christ. Her correspondence reveals her deep spirituality. Then came the cross that would define the final years. At a young age, Ruth was diagnosed with cancer, a battle that would ebb and flow, returning again and again. Yet she refused despair. Her suffering became a living testimony to Christian hope, a participation in the redemptive love of Christ. Even in her weakness, she continued to write, to encourage others, to debate, and to mother her children with unwavering tenderness. In her final days, surrounded by her beloved husband and children, Ruth's spirit remained serene. She offered her suffering for the church, for her family, and for the conversion of souls. On September the 23rd, 1998, she surrendered her life into the hands of the Father. She was only 41. Her life teaches us that sanctity is possible, beautifully possible, in the ordinary duties of marriage and motherhood, in the public defense of the vulnerable, and in the quiet acceptance of suffering, united to Christ. Servant of God, Ruth Pakayuk, pray for us.